Speech and language therapists play a crucial role in the diagnosis and supporting people with DLD. And this is to help them, I suppose, understand their diagnosis, achieve their potential, and reduce the impact of their difficulties as well. But in day-to-day life, you can support a person with DLD by giving them your full attention when they are speaking, using pictures and written notes to support your verbal message, allowing plenty of time for the person to respond when you are speaking to them, and also checking for understanding, so repeating and rephrasing when necessary.
And research shows that 1 in 14 children show signs of DLD.
So studies have found that on average, 1 in 14 children, as you said, might show some of the signs of DLD. And this averages at 2 children in every classroom. So it's very, very important to raise awareness for DLD, as it's a lot more common than people think. And also, I suppose it's important to note that although it emerges in childhood, it is something that persists into adulthood as well. So there's children and adults all over the world who are affected by this.